Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
It's going to be an awesome time today on Connected, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
We are so excited about this coming Friday.
Yes.
And the deliverance service that's going to be taking place on Saturday.
It is going to be a fantastic weekend because people are going to be set free, whether it's generational curses, where they've had open sin doors to the occult or what have you, or whether or not there's going to be spirits of infirmity leave as well.
Oh, absolutely. I have seen so many people healed in mm-hmm. times past. I'm talking 2 or 3 days later.
Yeah.
I have tumors mm-hmm. leave their body, things mm-hmm. such as this. People that were blinded, partially blinded, a couple of days later, their eyesight came back and mm-hmm. they were healed. It's because of generational curses that are passed down to the third and fourth generation. We just believe that God, of course, we're speaking about the deliverance mm-hmm. service coming this Friday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., the seminar teaching for 2 hours, and then back again on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. For a small teaching, followed mm-hmm. by the mass deliverance service. And we believe it's going to be an awesome time in the Lord.
Yes.
And God is going to show up and set folk free.
It's something I heard. A man of God was traveling through the area. He's a minister from mm-hmm. Missouri, mm-hmm. and he heard us talking about this, mm-hmm. and he just stopped in. He said, "This is awesome." He said, "We don't have this where we're at." Well, he probably hadn't heard about it, but it's everywhere. It's in the Bible, and God is going to do such phenomenal things. Some mm-hmm. of you have struggled with things for years,
yes.
and you just thought, well, I've got to resist my flesh. Well, I believe there's another step you can take,
absolutely.
And it's a deliverance service.
Praise God.
You know, Tim, I will give this testimony. I used to battle fear of heights. In fact, I'll never forget one time we were in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we go to the top of this monument, and I got so fearful of heights, I could feel that monument swaying in my imagination. I actually sat and crawled on the stairs on my behind. I could not stand up. I was paralyzed with fear. But after I got set free from the fear of heights, none of that bothered me again.
Praise God.
And so I know it's real. And God's going to do a great thing in the lives of people.
He absolutely is. We're going to be talking about removing legal rights. Mm. We're going to be talking about breaking soul ties.
Yeah.
Maybe you've established a wicked, evil soul tie with someone after that you have gotten saved. Let me give an example of how a legal right can be taken away and soul ties can be broken. Last year I was at a church in the tri-state area, and I called out by a word of knowledge. I said, "There's 11 people here that have been to see fortune tellers." Now, all 11 people stood up, and they came up. There wasn't 12 or 13. There was 11. And the 11 came forward, and I put them through a deliverance
mm-hmm.
prayer. And we broke soul ties, and we commanded legal rights to be broken as well. And these folks got rid of a spirit of divination. There was actually people vomiting.
Yeah.
There was people coughing and choking mm-hmm. and things like this. And when these things left the people, they were set free. Matter of fact, one person called me a couple of days later and said, "Hey, my wife went through this as well, and she was sitting back in the congregation, and now she feels a little bit lonely." You know, the reason why is because what was in there is gone. We have to replace what left out. It was a part of the personality,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so, and of course, the mind, the will, and the emotions is what is affected by a demonic stronghold. So once the legal rights are taken away and the soul ties are broken, bless God, the person could be set free and taught how to retain that deliverance.
Yes. Well, there are people that have come under Jezebel spirit, mm-hmm. spirits of Absalom,
right.
Leviathan spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say, well, I don't believe in a Jezebel spirit.
Hmm.
Well, then you don't believe in the book of Revelation.
That's
because
right.
Jezebel was in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
But that spirit showed up
mm-hmm.
in the book of Revelation.
Absolutely.
Jezebel didn't raise from the dead. It was a spirit that she was controlled by.
Absolutely.
And so these things are happening today, and there is deliverance. And
praise
we'll
God.
Be right back. But let's make this very clear again. In order to come to the Saturday service, you have to, no exceptions.
That's right.
You have to be there for the teaching on Friday evening, and you'll mm-hmm. get a free pass to come back on Saturday. There is no cost to any of it. It's free.
That's right.
And the church is Father's House, located 724 North Park Road in Grantsville. We'll be back.
Downtown there's a flyer at the shopping mall. A picture of a daughter hangs in view. Somehow she went missing about a year ago. Maybe someone somewhere has good news. Reminded of a picture of your saving love. No one's ever lost when they're with you. There's no missing people up in heaven. There's no leaving loved ones like before.
Sharon, we have been talking about the subject of deliverance, mm-hmm. about removing legal rights, breaking soul ties. Some folk may be saying, what in the world are you all talking about? We actually are talking about being equipped as a believer to remove some things, strongholds, bad habits. If you are a believer out there and you are listening and you're a little confused about the subject matter that we're talking about today, can a Christian have a demon? That's what we're really talking about. And can a born-again Christian have a demon living in their spirit? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I want to repeat that again. It is your spirit that is saved because you're created in the image of God. It is your soulish man, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions that are not saved.
They are being saved.
That's exactly right. So if your mind was saved, you'd never think a bad thought.
Mm-hmm.
If your will was saved, you'd never make a wrong choice.
Mm-hmm.
If your emotions were saved, you'd never be upset.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that part that we need to remove these strongholds from.
Yes.
And once we do that, bless God, we can replace it with the Word.
Now, there are all types of spirits that affect Christians. We saw Timothy was battling a spirit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it was timidity. He could not say no. He could not stand up and be a strong apostle, a strong pastor over the church at Ephesus. He was struggling, and he had to be reminded of some things.
That's exactly right.
And so anybody can be affected. I can be affected. You can be affected.
Mm-hmm.
We all can be affected.
That's right.
And so we all need to walk holy before the Lord. Why would he say, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling?
That's exactly right.
If there was nothing to work out.
That's exactly right. Well, first of all, let me look at soul ties here for just a moment. The most common, of course, is ungodly sexual relations.
Okay.
And you know, when we say that over the air, some folks get stirred up and the demons get stirred up. Other soul ties can be established through unhealthy relationships.
Mm-hmm.
An example is that of a person who's so close to an individual that they will take their advice over God's advice. I've seen this before. And repentance and breaking the soul tie in Jesus' name then has to become the answer to go about solving the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some soul ties that could be needed to be broken. Childhood rejection, demonic vows of any kind, unforgiveness, ancestral sins, and other legal rights that may need to be broken as well. And, of course, I was adopted. Praise God, I had some, you know, good parents that raised me up as a daughter, but my dad died when I was 9 years old. And so that opened up a spirit of grief that came upon me because my adopted dad died. My adopted mother became a problem drinker, so that opened up some other doors of anger and rage and bitterness and things like this and rebellion. So those things remained in me. And some folks says, yeah, but when you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, they all left. Not necessarily so. When there is a spirit behind something, it doesn't leave right away. We have to have the authority to will that thing to come out of us and leave in Jesus' name. I was saved for 3 years and still had that rage problem. But when I discovered deliverance and willed this thing to leave me, this spirit of rage, then it left out in Jesus' name, and I was set free by the power of Almighty God.
I just saw, and there are several people, and this one man I can see very clearly. There's quite a few of you in this category. This one man, you're wearing a plaid shirt right now, and you have given your heart to the Lord numerous times, but you're in you call yourself a backslid condition because there are these things that keep occurring in your life and you feel, well, I really didn't get saved, else I would not be falling back into these patterns of anger or lust or what have you. And you're tempted all the time to drink, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You deal with a cussing problem, and you repent, and you go back to it. You repent. In fact, you've got to the point now that you say, I'm not going to repent again because God don't believe me. This is what you need.
That's right.
This is what you need. You need to hear us. This is what you need. And you say, well, I didn't hear my preacher preach on that. Well, I don't preach on hell every Sunday, but I believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because some people haven't heard me preach on it doesn't mean it's not there in the Word of God.
Well,
so you need something like this.
Exactly. You know what I really would like to just say to those that are listening out there, if you don't, as a Christian, believe in deliverance, how many of you out there that are listening right now would say, I know so many people that are Christians that have bad habits and they can't be broken? you bring them to the deliverance service, and I guarantee you they'll be taught right,
yes.
and those bad habits will be broken and leave, and they won't have that bad habit anymore.
If they will it, it will happen.
That's right.
And so that's why, in order for this to be effective, you have to be there Friday night. That's the reason why we're making it mandatory, because we want people helped. The worst thing that could happen to a person is that they go through deliverance and they're not helped. And the only reason they wouldn't be helped is because they weren't taught right. That's why we're making it mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday night, when you come, after you complete the teaching, you'll get a pass to return Saturday. I really feel that there are those in the listening area that need to get a hotel in the area.
That's right.
Because the enemy might try to hinder you from coming back if you mm-hmm. go back to
That's
your
right.
same environment,
That's
even.
Right. It would be a good investment. Of course, here in Grantsville, Maryland, there's a few hotels
mm-hmm.
and or motels. And then nearby Frostburg, mm-hmm. there's availability there. So we believe that it would be for your benefit to do that. And then you could get up fresh early in the morning, be mm-hmm. there at 9 a.m. for the 45-minute teaching, and then
yes.
the actual mass deliverance service. And let me just say this to you. There is absolutely nothing to be afraid of when
no.
you are equipped right. The believers have authority.
Yes, we do.
To will these things to come out.
And you will feel so much lighter and so free.
Praise
oh,
God,
my.
Yes.
You will not mm-hmm. be the same.
Mm-hmm.
We're located 724 North Park Road in Grantsville, mm-hmm. and it's at Father's House. We'll be right back.
And we are so excited, Sharon. We've been talking about the subject of deliverance, about the deliverance service that is starting on Friday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. at Father's House here in Grantsville, Maryland. And then again for the actual mass deliverance service at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. Again, it is mandatory that you be there on Friday night to be able to go through the deliverance on Saturday. It's an exciting time and day and age that we live in. The deliverance ministry is so much needed. Let me say this to you. When you get delivered a couple of days later, you're still going to be flying high as a kite. You're going to be smiling. I can remember a woman out in Indianapolis, Indiana, that hadn't smiled in 4 years. And I went and began to teach her how to bind that thing. Someone said, well, why didn't you just cast it out of her? Because I wanted her to see that she has authority in Jesus' name to get set free by herself.
Yeah.
And she was equipped with the right information. She put herself through deliverance by just repeating some prayers of renunciation and things such as this. And as she renounced the enemy's power, she began to smile again after 4 long years.
Amen. Well, our physical bodies need detoxing. I tell you what, our spiritual bodies need it as well.
Yes.
Our soulish realm need it, should say. Let's pray, honey.
Praise God. Yeah, Father, we just thank you for everyone that's listening right now. Lord, if they suffer from a physical ailment in their body, there's not a demon behind every bush. Some things are caused by things that are going on in the environment that would be a cancer-causing agent. We bind that as well in the name of Jesus in the heavenlies, territorial spirits and things like this that are moving in different geographical areas. They are now bound in Jesus' name, and now we just thank you that the folks can be set free by the power of the Holy Ghost and be healed in Jesus' name.
And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for all the hindrances upon your people that desire to be here. Lord, we just take authority over that, and we will press through that in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for bringing the people that will receive, the people that need to be here, that desire help. We thank you, Lord, for making a way for them to come in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen and amen.
Praise God.
Honey, it's just so easy to find the church.
Oh, absolutely. 724 North Park Road, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.
And if you're traveling on Interstate 68, that's the way to come, by the way. You get on 68. If you're headed east, then you would make a right on exit 19, then your next left. So if you're headed, as I said, east on 68, exit 19, right, and first left. If you're headed west on Interstate 68, exit 19, make a left, and another left, your first left after
that.
And it's Father's House, located right beside the fully functional lighthouse here in Grantsville.
Praise God.
It's going to be good, honey.
Yes.
And we'll be back.
Yeah, on Connected.
Tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.